Now we have letters to the Evening News, which this week we have people writing in about the Royal Mail, the Eye Clinic and city murals.
Marcus Moore of Sproston wants to know why we put up with a second-rate service from Royal Mail and pay for a first-class service. A birthday card posted on Monday, with a first-class stamp at 10 a.m, arrived at 1 p.m. on Thursday. I believe the reason for this is Royal Mail now empty most post boxes at 9 a.m. and there is no longer a last collection at around 6:30 p.m, unless you post it at Thorpe Road Sorting Office. I have experienced this problem on many occasions now, so for me it is a case of walking down to Catton, where the postbox gets emptied at 4:20 p.m. I have also posted letters first class to London on the Monday and had a reply back on the Thursday.
Hugh Starkey of Stalham is full of praise for the Eye Clinic. I wish to express my most sincere thanks and gratitude for the excellent services that I have just received from the staff at the NNN Eye Clinic. On Wednesday, I woke up seeing black lines in my left eye, and on Thursday, I woke up to find I was virtually blind in this eye. My wife telephoned our Stalham Green Surgery, as a result of which the doctor examined me that morning and got me a special appointment at 5 p.m. that day. I then received a full examination and an operation was arranged at 11 a.m. the next day. The operation was successfully carried out by a lady surgeon. The staff were very efficient, kind and more than helpful. I had a check-up at Cromer Hospital and the consultant was pleased with my progress. Thanks to all for the excellent service.
And finally, R.A. Swetman of Norwich is in favour of city murals. I have often looked at the sides of buildings and thought how much better they would look if they had a nice painting on them. The idea of murals in Norwich is great, and I hope it goes ahead. The painted gorillas, elephants and those wonderful and colourful dragons proved the diversity of ideas and talent in and around the city. Once a particular wall has been chosen, perhaps this paper could run a competition for artists to submit their ideas for consideration. Like the dragons, let's hope schools and other organisations can be involved as well as individuals. I eagerly await for the first mural.